spread kindness like confetti. I'm Wright Brennan, and this is the Lost in the Midlands podcast, sponsored by C-Wright Roofing. And today, I'm with an amazing professional, a marketer at Dial Grimm & Rupert, as well as a philanthropist who recently took a position on the board at Make-A-Wish South Carolina. Meredith Dial, Meredith, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I am fired up. I love Make-A-Wish. I love meeting professionals and a lot of exciting stuff going on. Before we jump into that, I do want to hear a little about your background, your story, how we got to here.
Sure. So my background professionally was in property management, actually.
Cool.
My husband was an attorney. He worked, he's been one since about 2013 when he graduated from law school.
Yeah.
And we, of course, had our son in 2017.
Yep.
I stayed home with him for a couple of years while he went through his medical journey. In 2020, we decided to go out on our own. And he goes, do you want to come back to work with me? And all I heard was, do you want to have adult conversations again? Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
So that's when originally we were called the Dial Firm. That's when we were born. And it's been a journey ever since then. So we'll celebrate 4 years in business now.
Wow, congrats.
Next week. Thank you. So it's been so much fun.
Fantastic. Well, that's interesting. Family-run business.
Yes.
And it's still fun.
And it's still fun.
Everybody's doing great.
That's right. We're all okay.
All right. So tell me, what are some of your responsibilities in the biz?
Yeah. So I get to do the fun stuff. I get to come and meet people. I get to support people.
Yeah.
I do all of our marketing. Anything that gets just good, getting out in the community and making connections for people. That's the fun stuff I get to do. I'll leave all the stuffy stuff to the people who actually hold those law degrees. And that's great with me. I just get to go out in the community more and just be involved.
That does sound like a fun gig.
It is. It's
like
wonderful.
Great job. Awesome. Well, that's excellent. I can tell that you are the right person to be doing that. But, all right, so when y'all decided to go out on your own, I mean, was that like a scary, decision, or were you guys just ready to rock? You're like, we're doing this.
Well, at first, it was terrifying,
okay.
And I won't lie to you. So it was February of 2020. It was 3 weeks before the world shut down from COVID. So we opened up our office. We got we had one paralegal, myself and my husband, just the three of us.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're hearing things are closing down. And my initial reaction, my initial reaction to my husband was, I need you to go on your hands and knees and beg for your job back. Like, we have made a terrible mistake. But I think that shows the resilience of our world, but more so of our community here. That nothing ever really slowed down. Columbia has continued to grow, and it's still growing now. And I think that's just a testament to our neighbors, the business people that are in this community, and just what Columbia is doing in general.
And testament to the great work you guys are doing. You guys are rocking, you're growing, and so that is fantastic.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C-Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
You guys have, you built new relationships in the community, and as y'all have grown, I mean, how is that kind of like restructured, your position? I mean, this is where I usually ask people like leadership. Do you feel like you've had to kind of adjust your style from the day one to now, kind of just being a part of the team and
sure.
The dynamics?
Absolutely. I mean, for me, really, the first position I held, of course, was just being at the front desk, greeting people as they came in.
Yeah.
And as we've added more and more people, really, I tell everybody, I'm here to be where you need me to be. I will take on, I'm not above doing anything.
Yeah.
Whether you need me to run the errands, if you need me to sit at your desk and answer your phones for you, that's what I'll do. And especially as we grow more and more, you always want to be that person of support for people coming in and offer that lending hand to them. And but that makes it more fun. I learn something new every day still, 4 years later.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's not many places where you necessarily can say that. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, that's it. Sounds like you definitely embody that kind of servant leadership style. You're there to help the team. And that's really cool. All right, so tell me a little bit about your journey with Make-A-Wish.
So our introduction to Make-A-Wish, our son, Myatt, he was born as a 32-week premature baby. diagnosed with respiratory failure when he was 7 days old.
Wow.
So one thing that one of his doctors brought to our attention was, hey, I think you should apply for Make-A-Wish. So we did, and when he was 2.5, we found out he was accepted, and we were able to go to Disney World when he turned 5 and get his wish was to meet Mickey Mouse. I'm
awesome.
Really glad we got to wait because I think he appreciated it more as a little bit of an older child than he would have as a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
But that's how we kind of got introduced to that Make-A-Wish. Everyone says, oh, your passion for Make-A-Wish comes because of Maya, and that's actually not true. It is. We're grateful for that experience. My passion for Make-A-Wish came from a friend of mine from college. We found out, I guess, a little over a year ago that her daughter had been diagnosed with something called DIPG.
Wow.
It is a terminal cancer in children. And so my first comment to a mutual friend of ours was, have they applied for Make-A-Wish? And they did. They also went to Disney World last year. But hearing her story, seeing her, knowing what this family's going through, that moment for me fueled a fire that I wanted to see every child in South Carolina have their wish granted.
Yeah.
And so I was able, very blessed, to be able to come on the board of directors last September was when I started my term with Make-A-Wish. And I focus a lot of my talents on the development committees, the fundraising. That's where my passion lies in the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's amazing that you are able to, you know, divert your attention and be able to juggle both what you have going on at the law firm and over here at Make-A-Wish. So tell me about the families and the candidates that are coming through the pipeline that are, you know, applying. You guys went through that process. Your friend went through. I know that the Make-A-Wish can be a huge thing for the child, but also for the family too, right? This is something that really just kind of pulls the pressure off the whole family.
It does. So one common misconception about Make-A-Wish is that it's for children who are terminal, and that's not true. Make-A-Wish is also for children with critical illness.
Yeah.
So I think that was why a lot of parents didn't apply for the longest time, is they just felt that they didn't qualify because their kid was not terminal. But it does. The wishes, as much as it is for the kids, it really is for the families too. Just for us, especially, going on a trip for the first time without medical equipment,
yeah,
having everything planned out for us. We didn't have to, you know, load our car full of equipment that would keep our son alive on this trip. That was all taken care of. That was a breath of fresh air. And so we kind of say in our family, you know, that was the start of childhood for our son. And it was. It's the first really core memory that he has, is going on this trip. He doesn't remember being sick. He remembers going to Disney World and celebrating.
Yeah.
And so I think that's just so uplifting for a family, too, to see that joy, to see that hope come from your child who's been sick. It's something you just can't put into words.
Yeah, you guys are doing amazing stuff over there at Make-A-Wish. And if somebody is interested in, you know, getting involved, you know, if someone wants to do it, how do they find you guys?
Absolutely. So Make-A-Wish South Carolina has a Facebook page. They've got their website. And there's so many opportunities, whether people want to get involved by being outdoors. There's the Trailblaze Challenge. There's always opportunities for wish granters. No matter what your passion, your strengths lie, there is an opportunity to volunteer, to give of your time, and we're always so appreciative of those volunteers.
And anything right now that's going on that you know, might be specific to this season that someone can get involved in?
Yes, so the Trailblaze Challenge, yes. So there is one in the Lowcountry, there's one here in the Midlands, and there's one in the Upstate.
Yeah.
And if you can walk from your couch to your front door, you can do the Trailblaze Challenge. There is training hikes going on. It is a wonderful opportunity to get outdoors, to meet people, and just to really have a renewed, you know, strength, not only for these kids but for yourself. It is an incredible experience. So I highly encourage anyone who's interested, whether they want to do it this season or if they want to go ahead and start training for the fall.
Yeah.
It's never too early to start, and we would love to have them involved.
Tell me a little bit about the team that you work on right now at Make-A-Wish. I know that it takes a whole group of people to put on a hike or to put on some of these fundraising events.
Sure. So I get to be a part of the development committee. We're mostly focused on the fundraising, the activities that are going on. So we meet about 4 times a year and talk about different events that are going on, help people plan their events. There's also something right now going on called Wish Society, which will be soon coming to the Midlands, and I'm really excited to share more about that as it progresses. That's the team that I get to sit on over at Make-A-Wish and just talk about how we're developing, how we're making ourselves better every day.
Awesome. What advice would you give to somebody who's interested in kind of taking a leap like you did and wants to participate on a board?
Yeah, I say to do it. That's the biggest advice I can say. It is, I think a lot of people are intimidated by taking on any kind of role, something that's new. It has been the most rewarding experience, even in the short time that I've been there. So do it. I encourage people, if they have an interest, if they think they have an interest, to explore it more, to talk to people, and to take that leap of faith.
Fantastic. And you feel like it's made an impact on you being on the board?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has. It's made a huge impact on me. The families that I've gotten to connect with, the people that I've gotten to meet, that is just something you don't always get in every day. And I feel like these people that I've gotten to make connections with have made me a better person.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we are really excited about this different stuff you guys have going on. And we'll have to follow up and find out more in the future about these other awesome opportunities. So.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Wright.
Thank you. Hey, everyone. Many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.